Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hopefully the weather is going to hold off wherever you are. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to head to the AA voice for the Kansas City Royals. We're going to talk to their play-by-play announcer. He's going to join us coming up in just a bit. Jack Caglione has been moved up from Northwest Arkansas. He is now heading to AAA Omaha. We're going to find out how things went, obviously, in AA. I'm assuming it went very, very well because he was not down there for very long. We're going to do that coming up in just a bit. We're also going to be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals. If you are out and about this weekend, you got a chance to see Denny everywhere. He helped MC the gala that they had between the 85 and 15 Royals. He also was on the field for the celebrations that they had on Friday and Saturday. I got a chance to go out to Kauffman Stadium on Saturday and see the 15 celebration for myself. We also are going to have Dan Hawkins call into the show. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas. He has been very vocal on the push to try to get the Chiefs and the Royals over to that side of the state line. So we got a very busy show planned today. Coming up in a bit, we're going to head to Northwest Arkansas. We're also going to be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer, and Dan Hawkins, the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas, is going to call into the show coming up at 4 o'clock. Before we get to any of those things, let me remind you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, if you guys could just tell one friend to check out the show, you know what? I would appreciate that a whole lot. Let me tell you guys a small, quick story about myself. Now, I don't think that this story is much different than some of you guys' stories, but we'll see. I was a pretty decent student, I would say. I wasn't the best student by any means, but I certainly wasn't the worst student. There were some subjects I was really into. I was really into social studies. Math was okay. I don't think I was great at math, but I certainly wasn't bad at math. There were some subjects in school that excited me, that I loved. I'm here to tell you that I hated science. Science was never my thing. I was really bad at science. I was a pretty decent student, but I had a little bit of a hole in my academic resume. When you are faced with this, and maybe your kid is the exact same way, man, your kid loves to read, but your kid just isn't very good at math. You are now faced with a decision. You can be mad that your kid isn't that good at math or science or whatever the subject is, or you can go get your child the help that he or she needs so they can be proficient in that subject. Maybe they'll never be a scientist, or maybe they'll never be some great mathematician, but you know what? There's a way for you to turn that D grade that you're getting and get that to a B so you can be a more well-rounded student. Maybe this is a story that you can identify with. We are a week away from Memorial Day, and I have seen the Royals play a lot of games. We know at this point what subjects the Royals are really, really good at. Man, they're great at math. Right now, the Royals are second in ERA in all of Major League Baseball. And even with the injuries that they have right now, with Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans, they'll be fine. You saw what Noah Cameron just did. You saw what Michael Wacha did. Michael Lorenzen, you can get through the next 2-3 weeks with the injuries that you have in your staff. Your bullpen vastly improved from where you were last season. The Royals are really good at some subjects. Now, defense, we'll talk about Jonathan India at some point in today's show because I don't want to see Jonathan India play second base at all. He is out there playing FIFA or handball. It's certainly not playing a worthy second base, but again, we got time to get to that subject. We are almost at Memorial Day. We are a week away. I've seen enough of their offense. They need a tutor. They need help in this subject. We've gone through it enough. This weekend, against the better teams in Major League Baseball, I don't care what they did 2-3 weeks ago. We've seen enough Royals baseball that we can point out what the Royals are deficient in. And if you don't get valedictorian, if you don't get the grade you're supposed to get or the score on the SAT, I can tell you exactly what area is going to be the downfall for you. So at this point, I've run out of new thoughts and ideas about the Royals. The Royals have a clear problem. They are getting an A in a lot of other subjects. They're getting a D minus in a subject. There are only three teams in Major League Baseball that they have outscored. The White Sox, the Rockies, and the Pirates. All three of those teams are terrible. They are a bottom five offense. We are in this Groundhog's Day hamster wheel of the same topics and the same problems and the same ideas. The Royals need a tutor. They need help. So we can just let them continue to fail, or at some point here coming up in the next 30 days or so, whether it's Jack Caglione being called up, whether it's the Royals making some serious changes to the back half of their lineup, maybe it's them shaking something up, maybe it's them going out to the outside and going to pick up somebody else. At this point, we all can identify what the problems are. I don't care what their record is. I don't care how tough the division is. We know what the problems are with the Royals. Are they going to do something about it? Is my biggest question when looking at this team. I had Rob look this up today because I was really curious. Now, some of you have maybe been in these games. I've been to a handful of these games. I was there on Saturday. If you go back to 2024, so last year they made the postseason, and so far early this season, there have been 12 games in which the Royals have gotten at least 30,000 people out to the stadium. That's a pretty good crowd. I mean, last year they did it 9 times. So far they've done it 3 times this year. You know, they've got some good crowds out there, and I imagine that is going to continue. I mean, next homestand, they're going to salute Mike Moustakas and induct him into the Royals Hall of Fame. They're going to have Memorial Day, big-time games out of Kauffman Stadium the next 10, 12 games or so. They are 3-9 over the last two seasons in games in which at least 30,000 people have been at Kauffman Stadium. They have scored 40 runs in those 12 games. For those of you that are wondering what that averages to, that's 3.3 runs per game. So the games that get you excited, the games that get you out there, Friday, Saturday night against the Cardinals, man, you're excited about it. I was there early. Rob, I can't remember the last time I was at a game so early for the Royals. I was at my seat at 4:45. I wanted the little replica ring. I got one. I wanted to see all the 2015 festivities. The crowd was there. The energy was there. They were showing the highlights. Man, it was exciting. It was a great Royals game to be at. They didn't score. Zero. None. I just had to give that stat to you guys. Over the last 2 years, they have had 12 games. At least they've had 30,000 people out there. They scored 40 runs in those 12 games. 3.3 runs per game. We can talk about the manager. We can talk about this decision. And I'm not saying that you were wrong on the text line. You are probably right. But there is an overarching critical problem that they have. They simply don't score enough runs. So they could sweep this series against the Giants. It won't change my opinion. We are starting to develop enough of a sample size. They need help. It's that simple. And if John Sherman is as serious about winning as he has communicated to us in multiple instances, then he sees what I see. Your kid is struggling in a subject. You got to go hire a tutor. You got to do something drastic to help push that GPA up. Because if they don't get the scholarship offers or the SAT score or whatever it is, at that point, that becomes a you problem. You had the chance to change it and you didn't. So that's where I am with the Royals. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be joined by the double A voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals to learn more about Jack Caglione, who will no longer be playing in double A because he is moving on up to the east side to the deluxe apartment in the sky. But before we do any of that, you guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals at 2 o'clock, it can only mean one thing. Hit me, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, the Royals prepare to head to what is now what? I don't even know. AT&T Park out in San Francisco. Today's Royals random lineup is from the first time the Royals played the Giants in the new ballpark, what was then SBC Stadium. Here is today's Royals lineup, random lineup from 2005.
Let's do it. I love these. Are my favorites.
Leading off at shortstop, Angel Baroa.
Former Rookie of the Year.
Batting second, the should-be Royals Hall of Famer, the center fielder, David DeJesus.
This lineup is already better than the Royals' current lineup, and I've only heard two names.
Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth, in right field, it's not a snack, it's Emil Brown.
This thing's about to start falling apart here very, very quickly, like a soggy sandwich.
Batting sixth, in left field, Terrence Long.
T-Long.
Batting seventh, at second base, Tony Graffanino. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Mark Tien.
Where's Joe Randa at? Is he not on this team?
I think Joe Randa was gone by 05. This is post-Beltron trade.
Oh, my goodness. Randa wasn't on 05. I thought we had a little more Randa than that.
And the batting eight, because of NL Park, the catcher, John Buck. By the way, the Royals won on this date their first ever trip to now AT&T Stadium because they got a complete game from pitcher DJ Carrasco.
Hey, I remember DJ Carrasco. They made him like a long reliever at some point, too.
He went all nine, only gave up one to the Giants as the Royals beat the Giants on their first trip out there, 8-1. It is worth noting the 05 Giants did not have Barry Bonds in the lineup. That's, I feel like, a big caveat in this game.
I've actually been to the Giants Stadium before. One of my really good friends lives in San Francisco. I got a chance to go out there and see him and also see a game. I believe they played the Orioles when I was out there. I wasn't really concerned with the game. I just wanted to see the park. It is a very, very beautiful park. If you ever get a chance to go out to San Francisco, I mean, right there on the water, you've seen the videos before. McCovey Cove right there behind you. You can take the ferry right up there to the stadium. It's very, very nice. I would highly encourage you to go out there and check it out for yourself. Coming up on the other side, we're going to head to Northwest Arkansas to learn more about Jack Caglione's time down in AA. He is no longer there. He will be playing for the Storm Chasers now in Omaha for the AAA squad. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some big Royals news took place over the weekend. Jack Caglione has been called up from Northwest Arkansas. His time down in AA, he hit .322, .394 on base percentage. He had 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. He had 152 at-bats, and he is now moving on up. He will be the newest member of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Let's head down to AA and learn more about how the experience went down there with Sean Mernon. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. He is the play-by-play voice for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Sean, happy to have you join us again, my man.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with this. How is the weather down there?
Right now, but I'm diving right into the teeth of the storm. My wife called me. I was on the golf course, and she said, get your behind home by 3 o'clock because it's about to get nasty. So,
all right. Well, hopefully,
here we go.
Yeah, hopefully everything is all right down there. You said you were on the golf course. How did it go? Shoot, all right.
I put a couple birdies up, but nothing. It wasn't that great. The course we played is real tough, so I'll use that as my excuse this time.
Okay, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. We're happy right now to be joined by Sean Mernon. He is the play-by-play voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's just start with this, and then we'll narrow it down some. How would you say Jack did in AA?
I mean, you gave the numbers there. He's still leading the league in RBI, even though he's gone, and he finished second in homers and, you know, put up an over .320 average. I mean, he did everything that was asked of him. He played some outfield. He played a very solid first base and, And on top of that, he was a big bat in that early part of the order that helped the team out to, you know, being in contention here now that we're halfway through the first half of the season. So a little bit crazy for that. But, I mean, overall, I think that he kind of checked every box here.
You mentioned that he moved around the field defensively. Did you notice a position where he felt more comfortable?
I mean, I think first base, just because he had played first, you know, all through college and even when he got into pro ball last year. But at the same time, I know he liked he likes the challenge of learning how to play the outfield. He hadn't played the outfield since high school. So, you know, being able to go to right, being able to go to left and get different looks and see the game from a different angle. I think he was enjoying that while he was here. So I'm sure he's going to keep enjoying that challenge as he climbs.
How many games did he play in the outfield while he was there?
I want to say it was 5 or 6. He did play left field, I believe it was Friday. And then he was back at first base on Sunday in that last game. So, towards the end, he played outfield 2 to 3 times a week. So, starting to get his feet wet for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like something, you obviously got a chance to see it firsthand. It seems like something that if the Royals are serious about him potentially coming up, let's say in the next 90 days, you obviously want to get him more reps and more experience playing in the outfield, because looking at the big league club, I mean, that's where he could best be used right now.
For sure. I mean, and in reality, if you look, when I was a kid, I followed the Royals a little bit. I wasn't a huge, Royals fan. I grew up in Pennsylvania. It's not really the team you root for, but it's always seemed like the Royals put pretty good premium on, can you be versatile? Can you play other positions? Can we move you around and things like that? And, I think that when you have that versatility, I think that's a check mark for any team, really, especially with the bat that he has, knowing he can pick a spot on the field or the outfield. And he's super athletic, too. Even when he started playing the outfield, the lines that he was taking weren't necessarily the 100% lines, but he's so athletic, he was able to still get to the ball. So it's like, he's got a good arm. I think that it's a win-win if he can play those positions.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Murden for a few more minutes. He is the play-by-play voice for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Jack Caglione is now being called up to AAA. So just kind of recapping his time while he was down in Springdale. Let's continue talking about his development from just what you've seen. When you see guys, do you kind of just know, like you've seen various stages of minor league players. Last time you were on, you talked about watching Juan Soto play. Can you kind of tell, this guy is a major league player, or this guy, he is on the right path to being a major league player?
I mean, yeah, to a degree. I think for me, it's not so much seeing, it's hearing. There's certain guys that when they're taking BP or when they're hitting, that the ball just makes a different noise coming off the bat. So, a good example is, when Gavin Cross barrels a ball up or when Carter Jensen does it, it just makes a different sound. And so Jack is in that club of, he hits the ball and it's not so much a crack as an explosion when it comes off the bat. And part of that is how hard he swings and the swing speed he has, but a part of that is just being able to find, that sweet spot on the bat. So, I think that, there is a certain level of seeing a guy. And also, how he carries himself and how he goes about his business. He's, he is every bit I said Adonis on the broadcast one day. My 20-year-old assistant looked at me like I had 3 heads. He didn't know what I was saying. But, he has that physique and he loves working out. And I think that's going to go a long way for him and a lot of the other guys we still have on the roster, because they like to stay in shape, which is only going to help in these long seasons.
I haven't got a chance to see him play in person yet, but just looking at the highlights, talking to people like yourself and doing the reading, he just seems like a prospect that has it. I think you're always trying to figure out what it is, but those qualities, those characteristics, what you would need to come up to the major leagues and have success here, it sounds like he showed you a lot of those tools while he was there.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, he's a competitor. He likes to win. And when he doesn't, when he doesn't necessarily convert when he goes up to the plate, you can tell it bothers him. And I think that it bothers him in a good way of, I know what I should have done there. I just didn't do it. And, he works on it and he works hard. And to me, those are a lot of the signs too, because, the Major League Baseball players that I've gotten to see at the lower levels and things like that, they want to win every time they go up. They know that they're only, if they're good, they're going to win 30% of the time. It doesn't matter. They want to win 100% of the time. And I think that Jack's got a bit of that in him too.
You mentioned the offensive numbers, 322, 394 on base percentage, 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. I'm assuming he always looked comfortable at the plate, but let's talk about the bat. We talked about the defense, where he could potentially play. What did you see for him at the plate?
I mean, everything you guys saw. He's got a ton of power. Even the last week or so, he hit a lot of ground balls, but they were hard-hit ground balls to good spots. So it's like, okay, he's not hitting the ball out of the park, but he's still producing in those situations with runners on. So I think that his bat-to-ball skills, we always talk about the power, and I think he's got, you know, he's got good quickness and good hands, and, you know, he's a very coordinated guy. And sometimes when you see those bigger guys, when they're 6'5", I mean, I'm a bigger guy. I'm not super coordinated. It's fun to watch because there's a lot more room for error when you're a bigger person. And he seems to be on point with all that coordination, which sometimes can be hard to harmonize, right?
Absolutely. He had 37 strikeouts in 38 games while he was there. Is that something that you make note of, or is that just baseball now at this point that guys are just going to strike out?
I think that would be a better question for, you know, someone like a Mitch Meyer or JJ. But for me, I just think it's, you know, there's strikeouts are a part of the game, and they're becoming more a part of the game. And if you're somebody that's a power hitter, you're going to strike out more. But at the same time, if he's beating it at a 320 average with all those homers and the OPS and everything, you can live with the strikeouts. I think that especially if he's doing the things that he's doing when the runners are in scoring position, when the runners are on. So, like I said, I think that the question of are we good with that? I think it's a better question for a Mitch Meyer or a JJ Scott Thorman, like those guys. But in my mind, you know, looking at the performance, I think it's a pretty great performance for a double A guy that, oh, by the way, isn't even at 100 games played in the minors yet.
Sean, I'll get you out of here with this last thing. For somebody who popped in the middle of this, how would you kind of categorize his time there? And I think you can feel it down in Northwest Arkansas. The hype is starting to grow and grow and grow. I think he'll be in Kansas City at some point in August, or maybe a little bit sooner than that. You got a chance to see him. What did you see from Jack? How excited should Royals fans be about him?
Yeah, I think it's always tricky for me because I'm also on the side of they're in the minors until they're not. And AAA on top of that is a whole different beast. You're facing, you know, guys that are kind of on the shuttle back and forth between the big leagues, or they're big league guys that are on the backside of their career. And then you have those ultra talented young guys that are coming up and they're hungry. So I'll be interested to see how he's going to do in Omaha. And, you know, just, I wish him, you know, it's the same with every single guy when they leave and they're promoted and it's, you know, it's the big transfer. It's like, I hope I never see you here again because I don't want to see you if you're hurt and rehabbing, and I don't want to see you here because you're here playing with us again. So I guess that's a kind of a way to skirt the question of should they be excited? I think Royals fans should be excited about every player in the system because there's a lot of good going on, you know, in this minor league system. Jack's the top prospect in it, but, you know, you still got your Blake Mitchells. We're getting, you know, Frank Mazzucato was announced coming here. You know, the other day we've got Ben Cooter and Carter Jensen and Gavin Cross. I think it's an exciting time to be a Royals fan because the Royals are so good and they've got more help coming through the system.
Sean, I feel kind of bad because I don't know the next time that you and I are going to talk. And if you come on the show again, and I've enjoyed you coming on these two times, something went really, really good for the Royals or something went really, really bad for the Royals if you come on the show in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. But whatever you guys want, that's fine with me. I just appreciate you reaching out and having me on and getting to talk a little bit with you guys and see a different perspective of it. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. That is Sean Mernon joining us on the show. He is with Northwest Arkansas, the Naturals. He is their play-by-play voice. Sean, be careful down there, man. We appreciate your time.
Yo, thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. That is Sean Mernon joining us on the show today. Rob, if I had to give a uneducated guess with Jack Caglione, I think he'll be here sometime after the All-Star break. I will put it sometime between the All-Star break and August 15th. I mean, he was in Northwest Arkansas for 152 ABs and excelled. I think it was pretty clear. Staying here in AA, I've shown I can compete at this level. You hit .322 with a .400 on base percentage. You lead in RBIs. You got 9 home runs. Like, he was going to have a monster double-A season. So I understand from the Royals' perspective, all right, let's increase the degree of difficulty. Now you're going up against 4A quality players. For a young guy, we're talking about a guy who's 22 years old. Let's see what that looks like. Let's see how he handles it. Let's get him more reps on the defensive side. That's what I think is the biggest issue right now when it comes to him. He's probably ready from an offensive perspective. I don't know if he's ready for a defensive side with what the Royals need. The Royals need him to play on the outfield. The Royals need him to play either left or right field whenever he gets up here. So giving him those at-bats, giving him those opportunities, maybe you can factor him into first base. You put Vinny Pasquantino at DH, you put Jack Caglione at first base, you can switch things. I do think eventually they're going to need his bat in the lineup, but this is a logical progression to me. Double A is too easy for you. We're going to bring you up here to Omaha. We're going to see how you look against Triple A pitching, 4A pitching, guys who are there to get rehab starts, other guys who have had a cup of coffee and some experience in the major league system. We'll see how you perform for your next 50, 60 games. But I think on the pace that he is on, I don't think you're keeping him in the minor leagues the entire year. That just doesn't seem realistic to me now at this point with how they've already moved him up and with what I think their needs are now at this level. So I'm expecting at some point in late July, early August, I think that Jack Caglione is going to be here at some point.
He has shown exactly what we wanted him to see at the double-A level. Me and you were not the people clearing for him to come up early. We wanted to see him dominate that level. It took him, what, basically a month and a half, 2 months of minor league baseball, and he dominated the level. He wasn't just good, he was dominant. If I'm the Royals or I'm Royals brass, I want to see him dominate another level. So if he's able to do it again, then he will be up. Now, the timeline question is fair because what does dominating AAA look like? I would imagine if we asked J.J. Piccolo or whoever the head of scouting is, do you think he progressed past AA faster than you imagine? They'd probably say yes. Can he do that again at AAA? I think the timeline is all-star break at the earliest if he just dominates again. But if he struggles, which is an impossible belief, he's 22 as a AAA player, it could be closer to a September call-up. But that's, and I know that's a very wide window I've created, but that's the window. It's the weekend after the All-Star break to a September call-up. That's how you got to imagine Caglione. And if he's dominant, it'll be that Marlins series in July. If he struggles, it might be a late season addition. Let's see how he handles some major league experience for going back down next season. That is now a realistic timeline for Jack when it comes to the major league level.
So to give you guys a little bit of a timeline, and I understand that Bobby Witt came straight out of high school, so his timeline is just naturally going to be different. Bobby Witt Jr. played 61 games in Northwest Arkansas. Jack Caglione played 38 games in Northwest Arkansas. Bobby Witt got 279 plate appearances in Northwest Arkansas. Jack Caglione was at 175 plate appearances. So Bobby Witt just played more time in Northwest Arkansas. Now getting to AAA, Bobby Witt Jr. played 63 games in Omaha, around 285 plate appearances. If you look at his splits, he hit .285, .352 on base percentage, and had a slugging percentage of .581. In Omaha, Bobby Witt Jr. hit 17 home runs and 46 RBIs and also stole 15 bases while he was down there. So Jack Caglione is at least ahead of the timeline that Bobby Witt Jr. had. Fully understand that Jack Caglione had 3 years of college experience. Well, that wasn't the case for Bobby Witt Jr. But if you're kind of looking at a timetable here, they gave Bobby Witt Jr. almost 300 ABs. If you want to cut that in half, which sounds like you and I are going to cut that in half, we don't think he's going to be down there for 300 plate appearances. It makes sense to me that he will be... Jack Caglione will be on the big league club at some time around August 1. It might be a little bit before August 1. It might be a little bit after. But with the way that this offense is trending and with the way that he is performing down in the minor leagues, if he continues even a fraction of what he was doing at the double-A level, they will want to call him up, and he will be on the club sooner rather than later.
I do think there's a major caveat, though, with that timeline. I agree with you. That's the timeline. The trade deadline and what the Royals do definitely affects things. Because you and I both believe the Royals are making additions to this club. Their offense is too bad to not make additions. So If the Royals go out and they add an outfielder, if they go out and add a third baseman, if they go out and add, you know, a DH type of hitter at the trade deadline, let's say they add two hitters at the deadline. One plays left field, one plays right field.
I think they're adding.
I think that affects the Cagliano timeline.
I hear what you're saying, though, but I would say, knowing the Royals, their two hitters will be Jack and a plus. It will not be two and then plus Jack. I mean, the Royals weren't ultra aggressive, I would say, in the offseason. They added Jonathan Indy, and that was kind of it when it came to the offense. So maybe you're right. Maybe this team goes out there and they go get two major league ready bats. I don't think that's what they will do, but I guess there's a possibility that they do it. I think it's much more likely that the Royals spend a little bit of money in trade equity to go get a bat, and then their other addition is, on August 7th, they call up their number one prospect, and we have Jack Caglione Day at Kauffman Stadium. That's what I guess is going to be the outcome from all of this.
I get you're right. The Royals were not super aggressive in fixing their offense last offseason. But, and I'm using last year as a barometer, last year the reason the Royals were losing games at this point in the season, it was not their offense, it was their bullpen. And J.J. Piccolo and co. basically made three bullpen additions ahead of the deadline. They added Michael Lorenzen, who I know is a starter, but the thought was he's a starter slash long relief guy for the playoffs. They added Hunter Harvey, a back end of the bullpen guy, and they added Lucas Erceg. Last year, J.J. Piccolo identified the major issue and was ultra aggressive with three additions. I don't believe they're making three additions to the big league club on offense, but if we both believe the offense is that problem, it wouldn't shock me if the Royals were ultra aggressive and got two bats plus a Jack. I think that is not outside the realm of possibility.
Rob, can I tell you some of the things that I've been doing with my free time? You know that I've been rewatching House of Cards. I'm a little bit more than halfway finished. I never got a chance to see how the story ended. Kevin Spacey got in trouble. They canceled the final season, or then they wrote him off the show when his wife took over. It wasn't really House of Cards anymore, so I didn't watch it. I've always been curious to see how the story ends, so I've been going back and watching it. I've obviously been spending a lot of time watching the NBA playoffs. We don't have NBA or NHL playoffs today, so I don't know what I'm going to do with my free time. Maybe I'll finally go see Sinners. I haven't seen it yet. There have been two other things that I've been doing in my free time. I've been keeping up with the P. Diddy trial. Now, we don't got to talk about the P. Diddy trial. The other thing I've been keeping up with, are you aware of this situation in New Orleans? Now, I think I've been following it more than normal because the whole plot of this is basically the first season of Prison Break. And you know, I recently watched Prison Break. They think it was an inside job. They escaped through this little hole that they dug through the toilet. 10 people ran out of the prison. I've been kind of intrigued by this. When are they going to catch these individuals? Have you seen the little note that they left? So the inmates, before they escaped, they wrote on the wall. And after seeing more and more of this evidence, you realize that these are not some Richard Kimball masterminds that escaped from prison. So then you keep learning more and more about it. Rob, they caught one of the individuals. I'm not joking. They caught one of the individuals because they went live on Instagram to tell the homies that they were free. You know the last thing I'd be thinking about if I had just escaped from prison? Getting on Instagram Live. That doesn't seem like a very smart thing to do. You know where they caught another one of these individuals, Rob? They caught them in the French Quarter. Now, I don't know if you've been to New Orleans before. I've been a couple of times. Plan on going back at some point in the future. You know the one place in New Orleans I wouldn't try to hang out if I'm trying to keep a low profile? It's not the most touristy part in the entire city. I mean, it's right in the middle of everything. There's police presence everywhere if you've ever been down to Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. Why in the world would you go down to the French Quarter if you're trying to stay low and trying to stay off the police radar? And then it finally hit me. These men aren't trying to be free. Because if you were really trying to be free, you know what you would have done? You would have cut your hair by now. You'd have no facial hair. You'd be a completely different person. No, these boys wanted to go get better food. These men didn't escape for freedom. They escaped for po' boys. They escaped to go get that final hand grenade before the government catches them and says, you'll never go outside again. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. You escaped from prison and your first stop was to Instagram. And then your second stop, when they finally caught you, was the French Quarter? You're an idiot. I don't know what else to say. You're an idiot. You deserve to be caught. So there were 10 of these people that escaped. They've already caught three of them. When do you think the last one gets caught, Rob? Because they're catching all of these people. Trust me. They're catching all of them. They want to catch all of these people. They've already caught three in the first weekend. When do you think the last person gets apprehended and all 10 of these people are back in custody?
I think it's before Memorial Day, but after Wednesday. So I say Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the window they get caught. They're going to slip up. I think the last remaining have seen the Instagram Live group get caught, and they're going to be a little smarter. But I think we're 5 days away from, and that's the end of the line, all of them have been snatched up. That's my timeline.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you got to remember that the French Quarter is like 5 blocks from the prison. They had a 7-hour head start. The police say that they escaped around 1. The police didn't start to notify and didn't start looking for them until in the morning when they'd go to do the head count at 8:30. You had a 7-hour window. You went 5 blocks in 7 hours? No chance. You didn't want to be free. You just saw a way for you to get outside the prison walls, and you just saw a way for you to go get a beignet. You saw a way for you to go get some gumbo. I know they not feed you right in that place. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. That's it. It's the only thing that makes sense. You are not trying to be free, because if I escape prison, the last place you would catch me at is the touristy part. I'd be in Montana somewhere. I'd be in Montana with bleached skin. I'd be looking like Sammy Sosa by the time you caught me. No chance you're catching me down the street with a 7-hour head start. At least when you catch me, I'm on the Greyhound going to El Dorado. I'm going to El Paso. You ain't catching me, not down the street. No chance. No chance. Can't be. You on Instagram? Silly. Absolutely silly. Coming up at the top of the hour, our guy Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, will be on the show. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. I have a question to ask you guys. Now, this isn't something that I can really speak to. 913-586-7965. How do you guys handle being the road team? Because I'm sure by now, Rob, you've seen the video of it. There is a Pacers fan that is getting heckled pretty heavily as he's leaving the game a couple of nights ago for Madison Square Garden. So I'm sure by now you guys know the Knicks, they have advanced to their first Eastern Conference final since 1999. The fans, pretty excited about it. Well, you guys know how it is. There's always a small full of people that try to ruin the fun for everybody, and they were really giving this Pacers fan a real hard time. He had a Tyrese Halliburton jersey on, and they wanted him to remove the jersey. So they kept following him and bothering him. They were throwing stuff at him, essentially saying, we will leave you alone if you take off the visiting jersey. Now, Rob, how do you handle this? Because I'm wearing my colors proudly when I go on the road. If I'm pulling up to a stadium to watch Mizzou, I'm letting you know what team I cheer for. Now, I'm not going to do anything that brings some undue attention to myself, but I'm also going to let you know what team I'm rooting for here. I'm not going to do anything out of pocket because, number one, I realize there's way more of you guys than there are of me. You got to assume that anytime you go into the visiting stadium. I don't care what team, what fan base you cheer for. It's a lot more of them than you. And it didn't look like in this video that the Pacers fan really had a little bit of backup. It didn't look like he went to the game with a group of people. It looked like he might have went by himself or maybe one other person, and maybe they had got split up. It didn't look like anybody was around really having his back. How do you handle being the road fan in this scenario? Because, I mean, this is a spot. You get outnumbered, and you already know how these things go. People got the cameras out. They've been drinking. They're excited. It only takes one person to do something out of pocket for this thing turn from friendly heckling and giving you grief about your team losing for this thing to potentially go left and turn violent. How do you handle being a road fan?
I always start, and you're right. I've been to a game in Columbia, wore my KU stuff. Been to a game in Manhattan, wore my KU stuff. I've been to road games before. I'm wearing my team's gear. I've been in St. Louis in Royals gear. I wear my team's gear. I have adopted the following rule. Keep your head down. Keep quiet. Let the energy of the people around you in the game dictate your performance. Because if people around you are heckling you in the first inning and the first 5 minutes of a basketball game, hey, don't engage. Just sit there and enjoy the game. But as the game marches on, they now need to all understand if my team starts winning, I'm going to start chirping back. But I always start low profile, and I let the area in the game kind of dictate my energy. When I was in Manhattan, I went there in 2010. Basketball College Game Day was there for Frank Martin's Cats against KU. I was minding my business. I was quiet. I wasn't talking to anyone. People were not happy with me. They got louder and louder, and as the game went to overtime and KU started pulling away, that's when I started getting louder and louder.
Here you go.
But you know what? I waited. I'm going to let the game dictate my performance. But when I was in Columbia, no one said anything to me. No one was heckling me. It was just Mizzou fans next to me watching the basketball game. I never said anything the entire game because they never said anything. Manhattan was kind of agitating me, so I had to match that energy as the game went on.
Okay, but this is what I'm going to say here. And Rob, you know that I love you in this scenario. If you're prepared to agitate the home crowd when your team wins, you got to be prepared to fight. I don't really think that there is in the middle. I'm not saying that you are right or wrong, but we've seen enough of these stadium videos to know how they go. There are some people that go and they just cheer for the opposition. Rob, you've been to enough. You know, I'm not going to KU games and I ain't rooting for them. I'm kind of rooting for the other team, but I'm doing it in a way that I'm not going out of my way to bring attention to the fact that I don't cheer for the same team that you guys do. Now, I don't mind clapping and doing those things, but we all have been in a situation. There's one guy that's cheering for the Raiders or the Broncos that is bringing all the attention to him. If you are prepared to put that kind of target on your back as the visiting fan, I hope you are prepared to fight. And I hope that you can fight, because we done seen enough of these videos to know that it could go real left real quick. So if you purposely agitating people, Rob, and you know you outmanning this scenario, you better hope that you can knock out one of them. And you better hope that that's a warning sign to leave me alone. Because it was kind of obvious in this video watching that Knicks fan that was leaving or the Pacers fan that was leaving. Oh, that guy can't fight. And he didn't really have the energy of, I was ready to fight. And that's one of the reasons they just kept picking on him. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video or not. They were just throwing stuff at him for blocks. He kept trying to bury Sanders, duck and dodge. And no, it's a bunch of us. We got our phone. We want you to take your jersey off. And if you don't take your jersey off, we're about to make this walk home for you miserable. And they made it miserable for him.
I also would say this. For the example of the Knicks and Pacers fan, where I think the Knicks fans are out of pocket here, and maybe the Pacers fans wrong for this too, the Knicks had clinched, and you're just a Pacer fan going to be part of the celebration. That Pacer fan had signed up to be part of the problem, because the Knicks just beat the Celtics. They have not played a singular game against the Pacers yet, and you're a Pacers fan in New York, and you know they're shutting down, was it 7th Avenue or whatever, and you're showing up in your gear. That is you becoming part of the agitation. I wait. And like I said, when I was in Columbia, I watched the KU game. It was the Sunspots game. For those of you who know, you know.
Yeah, I remember that one. I was there.
I was the Sunspots game. No one in my section was making fun of KU. They were not making fun of me. It was just a bunch of people watching a basketball game. So I didn't say anything at the end of the game. I didn't say a word. We all went about our business. I went out to the bars. I had a great time. If you are agitating and chirping at me, be prepared that the energy on the field will lead me to chirp back. If I go to Columbia this year, which I'm probably going to do for the KU football game.
Can we watch the game together?
We can absolutely do that. I'm going to be in, was it Faroe Field? Is it have a corporate name now? Or
it's Faroe Field. Please don't disrespect Mizzou like this.
I thought it had a corporate name now.
No, it doesn't have a corporate
M&T
name.
M&T Bank Stadium. It's still Faroe Field.
I'm happy to get a 4-pack and invite you and your wife to watch the game with me in Mizzou. If you're down, I'm down. I'm happy to get a 4-pack. I'll cover the tickets for you.
I'm down. I have already begun the process of an Airbnb search. It's been fruitless so far, but I have begun the process.
I'm happy to do this. I'm happy to support this. I got to tell you one thing. I haven't told anybody this. You know how if somebody is bothering you at the stadium, you can like text in a number or call in a number? I did that this weekend. I couldn't do it anymore. The people behind me, they were annoying, and I didn't want to have to deal with it. I got to be the one to turn around and tell you. I just texted the number, man. Hey, event staff, go over there and just tell them to calm down for me. Can you do that? Is that bad? Am I wrong for doing that? Isn't that the purpose of the number?
What were they doing, though? What was the out-of-pocket?
They were just loud. They were cursing. It was just too much. And you know the section that we normally sit in when we go to Royals games. That's a peaceful section. It's peaceful. There's families. There's kids. You're cursing. You're yelling, hey, batter, batter. You're being obnoxious. I'm texting that number. Hey, man, section 305, please come over here. Just tell them to calm down. I didn't want to try to get nobody ejected. I just wanted the event staff to come over there and tap one of them and say, hey, can you guys keep it down for a little bit? That's all I wanted. It worked. It worked. Two of them left. It was great. I never done that before. That's how I know I'm starting to get old. I'm trying to avoid the confrontation. Hey, it's your job to get into the confrontation. You tell them. I don't like the way you're looking at me right now. I don't like the way you're looking. You got a look on your face that I don't like. I don't like that energy I'm getting from that side of the glass.
The hey batter batter call. It was too much. This whippersnapper is being far too loud.
It was too much. It was too much. I couldn't do it no more. I had to anonymously do it. Text that little number quick. You know, you put it on the screen. Hey, event staff. Hey, come handle this for me. Please come handle this. Coming up the side, we'll be joined by a Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews will join us on the show. Keep it right here. So drive.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.